Next up, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of The Press.
Elvis has not left the building. You can see him in movie theaters now, larger than life, just as he was in real life. It's epic. That's EPIC, Elvis Presley in concert. It's epic indeed. It's all Elvis, in his own words, in his own rehearsals, and on stage in his own concerts. Elvis has left the building is the well-known phrase, now a catchphrase, that would be announced on the public address system to let the audience know that Elvis was not doing an encore because he had departed the building, concert hall, arena, or casino showroom, and the fans may as well leave too. Epic Elvis Presley in Concert is meticulously curated and directed by Baz Luhrmann. He's an Oscar nominee picture for Elvis, released in 2022, which he directed, and an Oscar nominee for Moulin Rouge, 2001, which he directed, and he directed Romeo and Juliet, released in 1996. Luhrmann is said to have uncovered boxes of Elvis in concert and a recording of Elvis candidly talking about his career and life. This is not the so-called fat Elvis. This is not the glum, snarly version of Elvis. This is a smiling, happy, exuberant, in-the-moment Elvis. Elvis is so well alive in this film. You will feel as though you have not only attended the world's best Elvis concert, but gained insight into his personality. The film incorporates concert footage from the concert movies Elvis, That's the Way It Is, released in 1970, and Elvis on Tour, released in 1972, when Elvis was beginning his residency at the International Hotel, and that happened in 1969. Elvis looks trim, fit, and slim in his white jumpsuit, his red jumpsuit, and his powder blue jumpsuit, with a cape. The film has dizzying visuals and spectacular kaleidoscopes of color delivered and edited in a headlong rush, often to the beat of Elvis's songs. Many of Elvis's biggest hits are heard and seen in the film. There are also snippets of songs by the Beatles, Bob Dylan, and Simon and Garfunkel sung by Elvis. In the film, Elvis often jokes around with the lyrics of his own songs, adding double entendres and silly references. Not so much with the gospel songs he sings. When he sings How Great Thou Art, you feel a heart-to-heart connection with not only the singer, but with the man. Elvis said he always wanted to appear in better films. He finally has, and it's epic. It's one of the great concert documentary films. Epic is a must-see if you are an Elvis fan, and if you are not, this film may convince you to be an Elvis fan. Don't miss it. Epic, Elvis Presley in Concert is MPA rated PG-13 for smoking and some language. Opening March 13, The Gates, MPA rated R. John Byrd directs Mason Gooding, Algie Smith, Keith Powers, and James Vanderbeek in the thriller. Three friends witness a murder that they are accused of. This is said to be the final completed film role of James Vanderbeek, who died February 11. Reminders of him, MPA rated PG-13. Vanessa Caswell directs Maika Monroe, Jennifer Robertson, Bradley Whitford, Tariq Withers, Nicholas Duvernay, and Lauren Graham in the romance drama. A woman tries to reconnect with her daughter. The movie is based on the 2022 novel by Colleen Hoover. She's the author of The Housemaid, Regretting You, and It Ends With Us. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.